call her father, the greatest he must be, but she had an impressive career in the ring herself, retiring with a 24-0 boxing record. Joining us live now, boxing champ Leila Ali. Great to have you with us. You're going to be in town for the Get Radical Women's Conference. We're going to be talking about that, but I've read up on you. I learned a lot more about you than I knew previously. I knew you were a great boxer, but you seem like a great fit to talk to people because you did not have a direct path to being a champion. You took a very roundabout path, and it involved a lot of hard work.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. Good morning. And, yes, I think that anytime you become an elite athlete and a world champion, you know, a lot of times people think, you know, it might have been easier than it was. But, yes, it definitely took a lot of hard work.
Hey, Leila, you went from being a 24-0 boxing record champion to retiring, and now you've got a family and a couple of young kids. How do you make that transition in your life? That's really drastic.
Well, there was a lot in between, you know, there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, we don't have time to talk about. But for me, I just pretty much, you know, decide what it is I want to do. I map out a plan to get there, and I do whatever the work needs to be done in order to make it happen. So, you know, I do everything in my life with the mindset of a champion, and I approach everything the same way as I approached boxing when I was a young girl. So, that's what's been able to keep me successful.
Well, you didn't even decide that you wanted to be a boxer until you were 18 years old. I mean, tell us what goes into your mind. You did have to live under the shadow of being Muhammad Ali's daughter, but how did you make that decision? How did you decide to pursue that path, and what kind of dedication did it take?
Well, when I first saw women's boxing, I happened to be around 17 years old. Before then, I didn't know that women fought, so it was not an option for me. You know, a lot of people assume I was daddy's girl, and I grew up in the gym wanting to be a fighter, so it wasn't that way. Until I saw women boxing, I didn't want to do it myself. And then once I saw it, I just went to the gym to train and see if I had the talent that it would take to make it happen, and I did, and I just worked at it. And, you know, surrounded myself with a great team, people that I knew could teach me what it was that I needed to know. And just kind of went from there.
Your determination is just, it's legendary, and you can hear it in your voice. So you're in town for the Get Radical Women's Conference. Is that the message for women?
Definitely. I mean, I think that, you know, anything we do in life, we should approach like a champion, you know, and a champion is going to push past the finish line. You know what I mean? You visualize what it is you want. You make it happen. You don't wait for it to happen. And, you know, if I can offer anybody inspiration through my story, then, of course, I'm going to want to do that. You know, and of course, you know, women are always looking for inspiration in their careers and just in their personal life. So I think it's great for us to get together and learn, share, and grow with one another. So I'm really excited to be a part of Get Radical 2014.
Well, I'm obviously a man, and I'm already a little bit inspired by all this. So I really appreciate you joining us, boxing champ Leila Ali.